Your company's satellite syndicated systems became publicly held corporation in 1983.
Yeah.
They traded over the counter under the symbol SSSN. How exciting that day had to be for you. Were you in New York?
Oh, yeah. We were in Philadelphia, New York, and Boston all in one day with our own private helicopter taking us from one meeting to another.
You probably saw some of this coming. You're a visionary. Let's talk about cable TV and all today. In 2018, according to reports, the younger viewers are leaving TV and thus cable, and they're streaming.
Yep.
They're streaming Netflix and others. Let's talk about it in a minute here. The new millennial mindset, their ages in this year, 2018, 22 to 37. So that age group, the use of TV has dropped 15% and is down 36% from 2014. The drop-off from teens, 18% from last year, 48% since 2014, is even more pronounced. The older population, 55 and older, the drop-off is only 2%. For 3 months ending September 30th, cable and satellite systems reported the loss of another 1 million customers, the largest quarterly drop yet. About 40% of homes led by millennials don't subscribe to cable or satellite services.
Yep.
And they project that 47% of the video watched by the 18 to 34 crowd is streaming, up from 41% last year. Is this something you could have seen coming?
Yeah, the internet expanded, but you have to be careful in the number. They're still watching CBS, NBC, ABC, and the big programmers. They're just getting it through their internet connection and putting it back on the digital television. Or some of them are watching it on their computer.
Yes. I guess the point to all of this is many of them are avoiding cable.
Yep.
That doesn't mean they're not watching the television programs and all that, although maybe they're not watching as much because we have Netflix, Amazon, or Hulu and others that are also producing programs like you were kind of in the business doing yourself.
Oh, yes.
They're doing that now, today.
Absolutely.
To fill as much time as they can.
And I don't think it'll stop. I think the internet will eventually have 4,000 channels like we once had 4,000 magazines and newspapers.
Wow.
And you counted how many different fishing local publications there are. Practically every state has a fishing.
You said they'll have 4,000 what?
Different channels.
Like we had magazines, right?
They'll have to pay some amounts of pennies per channel, but they're not going to pay for everything. It's interesting that ESPN has given up and has finally put ESPN over there and charges everybody that moves over there to the internet. But the charges for ESPN are more than ESPN used to get from the cable operator.
Oh.
So when one moves over here, they get a $10 bill direct to them, where before that, the cable package had $10 in it, but the cable operator was keeping four or five of it to run the cable system,
okay.
And they were only getting six or seven. They'd argue for each year. So the networks are each one by one, giving up and putting their own channels over there with a charge on it. Now, whether people will continue to pay for some programming and not others, how many people send in checks to public broadcasting now and will pay PBS some money? The whole economics is going to change some because these people will watch what they like to watch. That whole generation, they're not watching news, they're listening to news.
Right now, we have AT&T, and they're in conjunction with DirecTV.
They own it.
You can buy their product, your phone and all, and internet use from them, and then your connection is with DirecTV, which is satellite, and they avoid using cable that way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see there's a time, then, that all of us may end up receiving our signals on the internet and not have any need for cable?
Technology moves on. AT&T's long-term plans are that they will go directly to every device in your house with no wiring whatsoever in the house, and they'll be going directly from their cell phone towers. What they're waiting on is a technology which is 5G, and they just done 4G, which is just the speed at which they can push the microwave and the government is auctioning off a lot of unused frequencies, and they intend to convert everything to wireless, like your cell phone. And then everything will be available on your cell phone as well. Yeah, you can have your big TV set.
Well, even today in 2018, I can watch a sport event on my cell phone, my smartphone, as we call it, the iPhone. We can do that today.
Yep.
So again, is there a time when cable will be of no use at all? We won't need cable.
Well, probably yes. That's the dream of both Verizon and AT&T. Verizon is a little more still upgrading their fiber optics cable systems in the big cities where they started. AT&T has stopped, and they're putting their plans into 5 year out. Everything goes wireless, and we get rid of all these trucks and installers. If you can get it on your phone and you can't get it on your TV set, damn TV is not working.
Right.
Vice versa. If you get it on the TV and you can't get it on the phone, go after the guy that manufactured or rent you the damn phone or the TV set. Get a new one or a better one. Now, the interesting thing, it's not real nice. You look around, how many people are installing phones and servicing them in our houses? There'll be a lot of jobs lost. You have no trucks, no people involved at all. You may have an outside consultant, especially in this building, with little old ladies who don't understand anything about technology.
Right.
And it's gotten so bad that I have to call a technician to fix this TV set that does everything. I never thought that day would come, but it's here. But the idea of doing everything wireless is even better for, well, you like take a little town like Cleveland, pretty close to us, Cleveland, Oklahoma, I'm talking about now. It's got all those beautiful hills and all that water, and there are only less than 3,000 people living within the city limits of Cleveland, and half of them are so far apart that they've never been wired. Because even if you're stringing a wire for internet, it was 10,000 a mile 17 years ago. My guess is that it's 20,000 a mile that you have to get back installing that wire. And more people are moving far out from Tulsa, but also from all these little cities. Cleveland has a shopping area of who comes into that Walmart of about 9,000 people. And it's all the ones that are 5 and 10 miles out of town in rocky hills with lots of trees. And the cable operator couldn't afford to build 20 years ago when he was building the system. And it's even worse now. But once you put one tower on a hilltop, they've got as many frequencies for Cleveland as we have for all of Tulsa. And amazingly, the real bottleneck is New York City. When you go 40 miles from New York in directions, you got 16 million people. And they got the same set of frequencies. Philadelphia is only 100 miles away. It's got its own circle. So in the bigger cities, the bigger the city, the more you might have to stay with some cable. At one time, I guess 10 or 15 years back, some of us saw using wireless on phone poles and reusing the frequencies over and over and over again. You would just switch to whichever frequency was stronger. The cable would just interconnect to the pole line and broadcast from that location. But that isn't going to happen. They're going to have to use the big microwave towers.
If we wean ourselves off cable, we've got all this cable underground. I wonder if that can be used for something else. What will become of it?
The only thing it could be used for is massive amounts of data from small businesses wanting to be sent out to other businesses or to stores or to subscribers. And they want to originate it from, well, your delicatessen that tell people your order's ready. You may be able to use some of it that way. You may find that you will use a lot more with the communications we now have. Most people could work at home.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really need to commute into cities anymore.
No.
But we're in the habit of doing that.
You know, this is affecting radio, too, since that's been my background.
Yep.
And now we're streaming on the internet. The other day I was driving from here to Grand Lake and I was listening to an FM station. Pretty soon I lost it. and it just dawned on me, if I was listening on my phone, I would have had the signal all the way in. So it's going to affect radio, and transmitters won't be needed at all. And it's very simply put their signal on the internet.
Yep.
That's where we'll be getting our radio information.